Our first question is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. I once again have a question about whether or not I should be writing about the things that I'm writing about, because I had started a new book, and in the new book, this very bad thing happens off the bat, and it scared me, actually. And I could feel, like I can with so many things in this story, I could feel the physical parts of it, and I don't want to have that experience myself. And I'm wondering if there's anything I should do. Should I do something different? Should I change the story? What do you have to say about that? So we suggested that you ask this question. That's why you have this question. So we want to be very, very clear about one thing. When you are writing a story, there is a buffer between you and the reality of that story. The way you have it set up is that not only is it not in the same place that you, it's not in the same geographic location that you inhabit, it's also not in the same time frame that you inhabit. So these are people who are all dead now. Everyone, if they were actual people in your physical reality, part of your historical track, they would either be very, very, very old, or they would all be dead. The other thing that is happening is that it's interesting to us that when this particular scenario arises, you resonate with it. But it doesn't resonate with you when someone pulls out a gun and shoots someone, or when someone takes a hand and sort of gives another person a chop to the neck, and that person crumbles and falls to the ground. That doesn't ever concern you. It doesn't bother you that these characters that you find so beloved would actually do such a thing. Now, none of them has gone around and sort of murdered anyone in cold blood, but they have defended themselves in the times of being attacked physically. The thing that is resonating with you is the thing that you're afraid of. That's all that it is. It's not that you wrote about it. In fact, in the writing about it, and we would say that this may be one of the goals that you have for this story that you may not be aware of, you may be actually letting the characters act out your fear for you, like having a dream would do in the same way. You're still having the experience. The thought is allowing itself to evolve, and you're letting it do that, but it's not going to be in a physical form. We've suggested before, and we're going to say this again, that you want to remember two things. When you're writing a story about someone else, and you really, and we know you've said this, and other people have said this to you, and we agree with this, this main character is an aspect of you. There's no question. And we see that very clearly. But so are all the other characters, and so are all the other people in your life as you know them. They're all just as much part of a story as any of the characters in this book, as anything you'll see on the television or in the movies or in a play or read in someone else's book. You don't have to worry about the bleed-in, because we know that's what you're doing, that you're worried that you're activating a vibration that now is going to take shape and form, and then you're going to be on the receiving end of that bad thing. But that's not what's going on. All you're really doing is allowing someone, and it just isn't you, to go through that thing, and so now the thought can evolve. You already know how this is going to work out. Well, you have a very good idea. We should say you don't really know how it's going to work out, because that's the game you play with yourself with these books, is that you don't really want to know. You want to be entertained in the writing as much as anyone would be entertained in the reading, and we think that's a marvelous idea. But you have a general idea of what's going to happen. And we would say you're probably right, because this is your story that you are creating. You are reading dictation of live events as they happen that you are creating for your pleasure, for your delight. And the characters are just aspects of you that are going through this play. And we think that's marvelous and wonderful and delicious. But we do want to remind you of the other thing that we've suggested. Now that you know how to do this, so to speak, now that you've allowed yourself to develop the skill, something you'd always wanted to do all of your life, now that you've allowed this, and maybe you're not the best author, and maybe you're not the best writer, and maybe you don't have the best turn of phrase, and that's not anything we're going to argue with you about, because we absolutely positively disagree. You have the exact right turn of phrase, and that you are the right author about the right material in the right way. There can be no distinction to that. But why not write your own story? We're not saying you need to do this. But what we are saying is you can certainly benefit from it. So, in essence, the answer that we have to you for your question is pretty simple. Let the other characters have their story, like you would with someone else, like you would with yourself. Let it happen. You'll know what to do at the right time and the right way. And then for your instance, it would be, you'll know what words to write and you'll know what thoughts to think for yourself. But we also want to remind you, and this we'll leave you with, that the characters heard your plea. And you may go back and you may take all of this out. But if you will notice that what happened next after this bad thing happened to these wonderful people in this very weird, strange way, other slightly weird and strange things began to happen as well that were very amusing to you. And it is as though the characters were turning and looking at you and saying, look, don't sweat it. Everything's going to be fine. And we're going to show you how that's the case. And it was very, very delicious indeed. So once again, we want to say it's okay, all is well, this is all working out just fine, and we want to remind you that you are writing the right words at the right time in the right way for the right people. And everyone wins, everyone benefits. It's all a game. It's all fun. And that's all that there is to it. So, a very delicious question, if we do say so ourselves. Very powerful, very amazing, very wonderful indeed.